You are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more to transform your mind, body, and soul. I am Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of business and life experience to add value to your day. We are really glad to hop right into today's topic. We have been off for a few weeks, and so glad to get to join the community again and be here to chat with you all. But today we're talking about being a guest and being a host, especially as we try to find some sense of normal. My mom has had the opportunity of doing some traveling. I have some traveling coming up a little bit later this year, and things have changed a little. And I think it's really important that we talk about, as a guest and as a host, what boundaries do you set? So for me personally, I set boundaries around my health. So if I'm not feeling well, if anyone in my family isn't feeling well, we are not going to travel. I have heard so many things about people traveling, knowing that they were positive for a contagious virus, knowing that, or not even testing. And as a host, I ask before people come over, I ask for a negative COVID test. And I think that is out of just, and I do one myself, just to make sure that we're all being safe during these current times.
Wow. You know, the thing about that, and some people may not agree with what you desire or what your requirements are or the things that you would do. And I'm going to use me as an example. Between my two travels that I did, to protect myself and others, once I came in from coming from the first assignment that I had, which was almost 10 days, I was spent time out, right? I came in, I took a COVID test, a personal at-home test. And then we ended up going in 3 more days. I ended up leaving and going to be with family at another location, but I knew I was safe to be with them. So being a guest is not just about the host. It's about you as the person who's coming into a new environment. One of the things I look at is not just how I come, but what the requirements, qualifications, what are the guidelines that I'm walking into. So what I do in advance is I ask the person, is there anything that I need to be aware of? You know, is there anything that you desire me to do or you to know before I come? That gives them an opportunity to say, hey, Johnny, if you could take a COVID test, that would be great.
And this could be as little as, you know, oh, or is there any food you want for me to get? You know, what are some of your favorite things? Like those are, it could be something as small as this. It doesn't have to be this, it doesn't have to be COVID.
Yeah. Right. And the other thing is, and I'm glad Patrice brought up food, because when we went to the larger event, one of the main things were allergies. Mm-hmm. Are you allergic to anything? Or, and what do you like? Because most of the time when you're a guest in someone's homes, what they want you to do is be comfortable. They're inviting you in their space and they're excited for you to be there. So if you have changed your habits, I have changed my habits. I don't always go out to eat every day. So what I may do is say, hey, let's not go out every night, you know, or I'm not eating at certain locations or whatever. And one of the things, because I love a certain type of food, but that food may not like me. So I always tell them, I said, well, we can go anywhere except. And a lot of times when people ask us that, even not being a guest, but going to lunch with someone or spending time with our significant other, or the deal is they say, well, where do you want to eat? And you say, oh, it doesn't matter. And then they lift up somewhere and you say, oh, don't do that. If there's somewhere that you really don't want to go, if there's something that you really don't want to do, let the other person know. and then work from there. So let's talk about being in the guest. So one of the things that I'll say is when I come into someone's home, like again, I look at what their dynamics are, you know, go. And when I leave, I always leave it better because they're not my maid. So I make sure that the linen is stripped off the bed. I mean, I know people don't do that all the time, but that's the way I was trained. I strip the linen off the bed, fold up the blankets and all that and set them aside. And then even though I don't wash them, because I'm usually leaving that morning, I will put them in the laundry room. If I'm one of those people that I come in, remember, this is two-sided. If I'm one of those people that I want to leave your home with clean clothes, I don't want to put dirty clothes in my suitcase, then I'm going to bring some laundry detergent if I have a special desire or need, and I'm going to put it in a baggie, and I'm going to make sure that I bring that. And if not, then I ask you about your laundry detergent or whatever. Is there any special things to your cycles or whatever? Because your desires are important, but the other person's desires are important too. So I don't come in and invade. Don't come in and invade somebody's household. Go in and start eating everything or whatever. So ask people questions and always give. As a guest, I always give a gift to the persons that I'm coming to visit. I bring them a gift. I leave them a card. Hear me? I know that sounds minor, but it's major. I leave them a card about how important they are to me and how much I appreciated the fact that they allowed me in their home. And in between there, I always offer to buy. If we go out to eat or something, I always offer. Now, I have friends that are amazing and they say, no, you can't buy nothing. Your money's no good here. Okay, but I'm still offer. And that's the way I do. If we go to the grocery store and I put things in my basket or their basket, I always offer to pay for those things. And so those are the things. Think of it from the perspective of how can I, being a guest, this is a great tip. How can I add value to your household or to you while we spend time together? How can I add value? And if there's something that's shifted and you have to, be on an air mattress or whatever, just make sure you find out, okay, well, during the day, do you want me to bring down the air mattress and make sure everything is set? How do you want me to work that?
And there's a balance with this of not being, so depending on the type of person that you're going to visit. So on my channel and on my YouTube and TikTok, I talk a lot about visiting toxic people. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going into an environment that isn't safe for me, then I'm probably going to get my own hotel room. And if I want to go visit that person, I'm going, but then I can leave. And if I can't afford to get my own hotel room, I'm going to make this trip as short as possible. Or there are sometimes some people that I might not go to them because their environment, like, it's not safe for me. And so I really like to reiterate that just because people are there, it does not mean that you have to go. Right. I think you do have to look at your own mental health. You have to consider what's best for you. And then how can you do this in a way where you can create some safety for yourself too. And then with boundaries, because a lot of what my mom is talking about, those are boundaries around time, around space, around all of those things. So I have a friend that I know when I go to visit them, they are going to like want to go places and do things. And I always ask them, hey, I need one day of just like nothing. Like I need a day where we are just hanging out and not doing anything. And that friend respects that, you know, and they then also I like to travel with people. So what works for me and what works for my mom and what works, it's not going to work for everybody. Yeah. So what she was talking about with like, so certain things that she might not want to do. Well, if we're traveling together and I really want Chinese tonight and she doesn't, I can go and get my food and she can go and get her food.
Hello. Absolutely.
because I think often we're trying to make everyone happy. And if I'm traveling with 10 people, 20 people, 15, if I'm traveling in a large group, even if it's just me and my immediate family, we're not going to all agree on everything, but how do we compromise? How do we come to an agreement? How do we kind of move forward with what's going to work best? And I think having some of these conversations beforehand, I think that can help. So I have, for the travel that I have coming up, I've already talked with my partner. Okay, so if our four-year-old is going, what are some of the things we want to make sure? What are we comfortable with? What are we not comfortable with? Because it's easier to sometimes have those things before you're there. And you've already, so in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But I haven't communicated any of that to anyone. I am a big believer that you can't expect people to, you can't expect people to know what you're thinking. You have to communicate those things, especially to safe people. Mm. And I really like to reiterate that, because sometimes I know people, sadly, that in their family, that is where they've experienced a lot of hurt and pain, and their family wouldn't listen to what they wanted. They wouldn't do all those things. And so in their mind, it's hard for them to think that friends would, or that other people would listen to them, that they do have a voice. And so just making sure that you're watching out for those things as we start to find our new normal in the midst of this.
And then know this, our normal, the likelihood of our normal going back to pre-pandemic times is not a good expectation. It's not happening because it's just not happening. I don't know how to say it any other way. However, what can happen is you find peace, you find joy, you find what you need, motivation, revelation in your new normal. And your new normal is not the other person's new normal. So the communication, again, what Patrice lifted up, is critical, because as she mentioned about her partner, the deal with that is if I don't communicate, if I don't say what I'm expecting and what I'm willing to do, and I'm thinking we're on the same page, and then something comes off in the room and I say, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to do it. And they're sitting there like, no. So when you talk about it in advance, you're able to say the same thing that you've already agreed upon. And that's the issue with boundaries. Boundaries are established in advance. Boundaries are established in advance. Anybody who's trying to establish a boundary in real time with other people usually misses the mark. Somebody ends up not as happy or not as involved, or some feelings may be hurt or whatever. But for an example, if I tell someone, I'm not going to go out and eat after 7 o'clock. I said, I'm just not going to eat after seven. All I do is eat fruit and vegetables after seven. Let's say that's my plan. And so they say, okay, well, we're going to go get ice cream and we're going to this restaurant and it's after seven. And so I go there and I order a salad. And they said, oh, no, this place is known for da-da-da. I said, well, I can have that to go for tomorrow. But I'm not eating that tonight. So I already told them, right? So the boundary has to be established within me. Now, when I go on vacation, so I'm just going to be the real. When I go on vacation, a lot of things that I have pre-established for my normal eating habits may be altered somewhat because I'm out on vacation or whatever. However, I set that, not someone else. Yeah. So I established that, not someone else. So this is the deal. Anytime you're in any environment, realize I am a guest in that environment. Anytime someone comes into my environment, whether it be my home, my office, then I need you to align to this environment, whatever the rules are, or what are the guidelines are that help me feel safe in my environment. And when someone fights against that, then I know that there's an element of trust, or there's an element of respect. And maybe the person I thought, the relationship I thought existed, does not necessarily exist, or we need to come on one agreement as to, especially if I did, now, if I didn't tell you,
exactly.
That's if I didn't tell you, thank you. If I didn't tell you, then you can't respect that you didn't know. However, if I told you, I explained to you, and I explained it to you and answered it, you know, gave time for any questions, whatever, and then you still disrespect me, there's a disconnect for me personally regarding that. But if I never told you, I can't expect you to read what's in my head. Matter of fact, there are days that I have problems reading what's in my head.
I'm not sure
because it switches up. Like, okay, what do you want? So that is the key. The key is to do that. And then the other thing that I'll tell you is this. When you're bringing your children into a new environment or whatever, make sure they have what they need. So we just spent a bunch of time together, my family. Amazing, rock solid time. Every person made sure that their children had what they needed. Powerful, really powerful. So I remember taking Patrice places and doing things and all that. And even now, in my car right now, because I know I have some errands to do, in order for me to stay focused, because if I get hungry and go to the grocery store, something's going to happen.
Buy everything.
At the register that I don't want to happen. It's again, I'm the guest in the environment. So I have to control what's happening. So look at yourself as a guest in any environment. So then this is the other thing. I was on the plane. Let's talk about that. On the plane, some people were sipping for 8 hours. I mean, I wasn't on the plane for 8 hours. They had a drink and sitting in front of them. They were not drinking necessarily repeatedly, but they took off their mask.
So you don't have to wear a mask on planes anymore.
And so you don't have to wear a mask on planes anymore. So, okay. And so anyway, so people were, but then I had a mask on. So when people look at you differently because you're in their environment, in an environment that does not require something they don't want to wear, or an environment doesn't require a mask, let's be specific, doesn't require a mask, but you are more comfortable with the mask, going through the airport, in Atlanta airport, you are required to wear a mask. They are announcing it. But when I got to Texas, there were no requirements. You laughing?
You were in Texas.
I was in Texas. Hello, Texas. Anyway, there was no requirement to do anything. Anyway, but I'm not saying that because it's Texas. I'm just saying you're going from one environment to another. So when you're traveling now, I recommend that you keep a mask because you don't know what the requirements are going to be in that airport. May not be required on the plane. And then if you're more comfortable, because somebody started coughing, I saw three people bring out masks. Somebody was coughing. Somebody was back there. They had something going on. I don't know what something was. They could have had allergies. I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm not turning around asking you questions. I'm not trying to figure out what your issue is. But I'm telling you that I need my health. Health is very important to me. So I already had my mask on. And underneath my mask, I was giggling. And not because I'm making fun of people. No. But it's like, oh, suddenly you want a mask now. Okay? Okay. But we're here. We ain't 6 feet apart. We ain't 6 inches apart. We're touching elbows. I mean, come on. So, but my point for saying that is do what's comfortable for you. Know that you are the one that's in control of your space, right?
Yes.
And then move from there. Patrice, go ahead.
And then that is where some acceptance comes into play. So when I go into a store, I know that a lot of people aren't going to have on masks. In our area, if you just drive about 40, 45 minutes to an hour north, you will see more people, you will see more people with masks. The area that I work tends to be a little bit more conservative. The area that I live tends to be a little bit more where people, everybody's just different, but I am most comfortable right now. We have a 4-year-old that maybe next week might be able to get vaccinated, but So our precautions, what we do for our family looks a little bit different. And there are people, so I work with clients that have health conditions, that have a lot of concerns, a lot of fears. And the one thing I will say is that because this virus isn't going anywhere, people do need to find a way to talk with their doctor, see what's best for them, but to find some kind, because isolation will get to you. Being physically isolated, because we didn't go. So my mom went on the family trip. I was busy with work, but I did miss going. And but I'm looking forward to next year being able to go. And so
can I pause right there for just a sec? This is the deal. Sometimes there will be opportunities for you to travel and be with family members or whatever. But however, you know that you are not comfortable in that for whatever reason. You don't have to explain the reason. So saying no is a complete sentence.
Yeah.
Saying not now is a complete sentence, because she was protecting my grandson. I didn't say her child. I said my grandson. You get that? But my point for saying it is, you have to do what's best for you and your household. So don't allow people to pressure you to get back out there, but you make some steps to get back out there and start living your new normal. Because we were created for relationships and connections and stuff like that. We were created like that. So that yearning is normal. So I just want to jump in here.
No, that was it. And so just wrapping up with our final tips for being a guest and being a host, my biggest thing is going to be to set the boundaries early and make it clear. And then know that you're going to disappoint some people. So I know family, they were disappointed that we didn't go. They understood, they respected our decision. I can't please everyone. Even in the comments, everybody has to do what they are most comfortable with. And then, a part of that is also just being able to sit back and accept that, okay, this is going to look different for every person. But if you're coming into my space, these are the expectations for my space. And I think it can be as small as, do people take off their shoes or do they not? Or do they, you know, like, what things do you have set up for your home?
And I think, and just, don't you, do you have another one?
That's good.
Okay. So the one that I'll tell you is this, in addition to what Patrice said, is this, is that be true to you. If a person has set up a boundary or you ask the question and they set up things and it's too restrictive or it's not restrictive enough, then look at how else can you get there? Go to a B&B, go to a vacation rental, do all of those things, go to a hotel, do whatever you want to do because you want to be in the space, right? So find that out and then align yourself to that. Then the other thing I'll say is this. When you find out that you're in a space and you become uncomfortable for whatever reason, then you need to deal with that. I went to a graduation and sometimes I have to be careful because my mind, there was something they were talking about doing. I said, I'm not doing this super spreader event. And it was my thought. It was my thought in my head. It probably shouldn't have came out of my mouth.
Did you say it?
But it did. Yeah, I said it. I said, I'm not going to super spreader event. So, but we were talking about something else. No. It had nothing to do with what I was there for. Yeah. And I said, I'm not going to super spreader event. I just felt like it's another part of our family that's having something going on. And I said, I don't think I can do that because I know who they are. And they're not bad people. They're just not concerned with some of the things I'm concerned about. And there's nothing wrong with that. So it's not about a place of, this is what I'll tell you.
Stepping away from judgment.
Yeah. You own it, spot on. No judgment. No judgment of them and no judgment of you. No shaming them. No shaming you. just walk out your truth. That's what I'll encourage you to do, to walk out your truth. Enjoy life wherever you are. And if you, you know, you want to go to 50,000 things, it's okay. It's okay. And don't let anybody throw, and I'll say this, you know, don't let nobody throw faith on it.
People, you hear me? That. People do that.
Don't
so
let
much.
People throw faith on it. Oh, you ain't got the faith to do that? I don't tempt God. Don't play with me. I'll give you scripture. This is the deal. Don't let people judge you and don't judge yourself. You align to where you are because you have the grace to be there.
Yes.
Don't step outside and let somebody shame you, blame you, or whatever. Okay. I think I've said enough.
I love that. And we truly want to provide the content that you all are looking for. And so if you have topic ideas, things that you would like for us to discuss, please put them in the comments. Please share them. I have a poll up on YouTube because I have some content coming up there. But just let us know what you would like more of. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.